The allegations emerging around Jimmy Savile are absolutely horrifying. My thoughts are with those affected and their families who have suffered for silence for decades. I believe it's absolutely right that the BBC asked for the police to first and foremost investigate these allegations, and that they have waited to act on the advice of the police before launching their own inquiries. It is essential that the police inquiry is not disrupted. The BBC is a globally admired British institution and has a unique place in our cultural life, and as such, it's imperative that it behaves in a manner that makes it worthy of the public's ongoing trust and confidence. And both the Prime Minister and I said last week that we believe that the BBC should investigate these very serious allegations. The BBC Trust is there to represent the interests of the licence fee payer, and it is they that must investigate these matters and for they to rectify them too. Following their board meeting on Friday, I called both the Director General and the Chair of the Trust to underline how vital it is to have clear terms of reference in place, and for there to be an announcement of who will chair the inquiries as soon as possible. From those conversations, I'm now confident that both the BBC and the BBC Trust are taking these allegations very seriously indeed. The BBC has launched 3 separate investigations, as the House will be aware. The first will look particularly at the allegations with regards to the item on Savile, which was inappropriately pulled from Newsnight. The second review to be undertaken when the police advise it's appropriate to do so will focus on Jimmy Savile himself. And although the BBC's child protection policy was overhauled in 2002, the review will also focus on whether its policy is fit for purpose and what lessons can be learnt. And that will be assisted by an independent expert. There is also, Mr. Speaker, an additional piece of work that will look at the very troubling allegations of sexual harassment at the BBC that have come to light in recent weeks as well. And the Director General will give further details of this later in the week.